Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
New research into cardiac arrest survival rates in Ireland shows a stark urban-rural divide. Research from scientists at UCD, UCC and the University of Galway shows having a heart attack in an urban area increases your chances of survival by 40% compared to it happening in a rural setting. That's 40%. It's a huge difference. I'm joined now by Professor Andrew Murphy, a GP and Professor of General Practice at the University of Galway. Professor Murphy, you're very welcome to the programme. This is a huge study. You looked at over 18,000 cases between 2012 and 2020 right across the country. And I must say, I'm taken aback by the difference between survival rates in urban and rural areas.
Thank you very much indeed, Cormac, for the invitation to the programme. Yes, as you say, this is a very comprehensive study. We're very fortunate in Ireland to have data like this. To my knowledge, we were the fourth country in the world to be able to collect national data for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest patients. A key message from this study, I think, is that over time, more people are surviving cardiac arrest year by year. In 2012, there was less than 100. In 2020, there was over 200. So year on year, there's a 14% increase, bit by bit, in the number of survivors from these unfortunate incidents.
Okay, and that's the good news. But fewer of them survive in rural areas. Why is that, Andrew?
And that's something that isn't surprising, Cormac, because it's replicated throughout the world. One of the key things about cardiac arrest that you may be aware of is response time. It's really important that patients get access to care as quickly as possible. And for many patients...
Let me jump in there, right? And it may be ad idem, let's say, with other research across the world, but we have a small country here, really, and surely we should be able to get good response times, even if you are in a rural area, no?
So I think it's very complex. Ireland is unusual in Europe in having a very large rural population. About 30% of these cases occurred in rural areas. And it's not just a question about getting sort of emergency services. In some areas, it's really important that there is access to defibrillators. The key items for resuscitation are early call for help, early CPR, which buys time, and then early defibrillation where that is appropriate. Mm-hmm. The fourth step is advanced care, but those first three steps are really the key steps.
Okay.
And access to defibrillators, and there's over 3,000 in the community now.
Yeah.
It's increasing all the time, and first responders play a key role, particularly in rural areas.
I was just going to ask you about the defibrillators and how we are stocked with them. So 3,000, do people know about them, Andrew? Has this come up in the research and know how to use them as well?
Yeah, so one of the great things about the defibrillators is they are incredibly easy to use, and the first responder groups have been incredibly important in that. An analysis in this, and I should compliment my colleagues in UCD led by Thomas Barry. Whilst it was a simple study, the analysis was quite complex. But one of the groups that showed up is when bystanders do provide defibrillation, the successful resuscitation rate is at 30%, which is on a par internationally as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the defibrillators are hugely important. I think the communities play a huge role in acquiring them and then placing them in very visible locations. I myself am in a car park at the moment,
yeah,
and there's a defibrillator right in front of
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to ask listeners, if you're in your own local area, just have a think. Do you know where the defibrillator is? And you can let me know if you do or if you don't, to 51551. The other element I was going to ask you about, Andrew, here is the weekend element of this research. Can you tell me about that, the weekend effect?
Yeah, so 30% of cases occurred at the weekend, and this was a surprising outcome to me, is that there seemed to be decreased survival there. But I should emphasise that this hasn't really been shown in other studies. In this study, there was over 22 variables that were looked at, so it's quite a complex analysis on it. And I'm afraid it's that old phrase that further research is needed for this. It may well be simply that at weekends, people are more likely to be in their homes. And we know that if they're in their homes, the response times to getting the defibrillators are less than if they're in their workplace or in public surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Research like this is gold, isn't it, for policymakers and for clinicians like yourself and for the population generally. What's going to be done with this research, though?
So it is. It's really, and again, as I said, we're really fortunate to have the out-of-hospital cardiac arrest registry. And Martin Quinn in the registry does sterling work in pulling all this data together. This data is fed back on a quarterly basis to the service providers in the National Ambulance Service and Dublin Fire Brigade. And again, I would pay tribute to them who not alone provide the resuscitation efforts, but collect this data on behalf of the nation as well. Mm-hmm. So this data is looked at, it's given back so that people can look and see where possibly there are gaps, how can things be improved. But as I said, year on year, we are improving our resuscitation, both numbers and percentage-wise.
Yeah, and the takeaway for this surely is, like you said, that the three main things initially are the 999 call and then CPR and then the defib. So if people don't know how to do CPR, I mean, it's about awareness and knowledge, isn't it?
Hugely. And the early call is really important. If you think that somebody is unwell, possibly having a cardiac arrest, ring. It's much better to cancel, but to get the ambulance on the way. And we know if somebody's having a cardiac arrest, if they're unresponsive, loss of consciousness, and ideally if somebody can check if they have a pulse or respiratory rate as well.
Okay.
But again, one of the advantages that's happened is through a centralised dispatch service now, the providers are providing CPR online. Mm-hmm. So even if people have no experience, it's been shown that providing CPR over the telephone works better than nothing at all.
Okay. There are politicians in the Dáil, for example, in the South East, who say that there should be better cardiac treatment services in the regions, let's say. I mean, does the survival rate in rural areas, is it reflected in the reduction maybe of some cardiac services in the regions?
So as you highlighted, the chain of survival for resuscitation has four elements to it: early access, early CPR, early defibrillation, and early advanced care. And approximately 80% of all patients who are going to survive will survive through those first three links in the chain. And the early advanced care is provided by paramedics. And again, there's been a huge increase in the number of paramedics that are available. In the practice that I work on, that is 10 miles outside Galway, again, the professionalism of the ambulance staff has been excellent, but the equipment and services that they have increased on year in, year out. Mm-hmm. Is there room for improvement? Of course there is. But in resuscitation, it's doing the simple things very well that I think is the key to success.
Okay. And as you say, the good news is that survival rates are improving year on year. Professor Andrew Murphy, GP and Professor of General Practice at the University of Galway, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.